The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of MD Radio. Monday, February 10th, it is President's Day. That means President Lincoln, I might add, no school for the little kiddos, but a nice little holiday once again. And next week, again, we'll be followed up with another holiday, and that is going to be George Washington's birthday for those of you who were playing along at home. And not to mention, it is Black History Month. So I am looking for my 40 acres and a mule. It still has yet to arrive, but there are a couple of more days in the month, the shortest month of the year, 28 days, and we are on the countdown towards the 26th annual Arnold Sports Festival that has only grown from a show back in 1989 where we saw last year's Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Rich Gasparri, win the inaugural Arnold Classic right there in Columbus, Ohio, where Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Lorimer have been putting it down, bringing that attendance upwards of 200,000 and the athletes competing upwards of 18,000, which makes it bigger than the U.S., or I shouldn't say the U.S., but the Olympic Games in general in terms of participation. And it is a huge event, the longest running show next to the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia competition, which is coming up on its 50th year anniversary this September. But without further ado, the second year in 1990, one of the controversial years in all of bodybuilding history, was the year that Arnold and Jim decided to drug test the contest, and yours truly was making his first debut at the Arnold Classic, where I initially won the contest only to be disqualified a week later for failing the drug test. But one guy showed up to do business. I had to fight him off at the Pro Ironman Championships only about a week or two prior. The natural wonder, Mike Ashley. Now, a lot of people have been, you know, wondering. Mike had such great development. They were left scratching their heads. That how could Mike Ashley be taking out these athletes? I got to tell you, going into this contest, I was as drug-free as I possibly could have been as a professional bodybuilder, knowing that this contest was coming as early as October 1989. Now, that's not to say I was a drug-free athlete my entire career, because I wasn't. I clearly failed the drug test. But this next guest coming on has always stood fast to the fact that he was a natural, lifelong bodybuilder, and that weighed out and weighed heavily in the ultimate results, which took place behind closed doors. And we're going to get a little bit more intimate with that as we go into a preview of the 26th Annual Arnold Classic. But one of my good friends, let's bring him on to MD Radio, Mike Ashley, by way of Florida. Mike, you there? Oh, Mike's not on yet, but he's going to be calling, so I just know that he's going to be calling in a couple minutes. But let me set the stage. This is a contest where a lot of people were highly anticipating it. Clearly, there are a lot of bodybuilders, including myself, very excited with the initial incoming of the drug test. It would eliminate a lot of unfair advantages for some of the bigger bodybuilders that were coming into the fray. Myself, and of course, Lee Labrada, who in 1989 was second place to Lee Haney, and again second place ultimately later on in the year in 1990 to Lee Haney. This was a contest that would kind of level out the playing field, so to speak, for some, but because it was in its infancy, bodybuilders, A, didn't know how to beat a drug test, B, didn't know how long drugs would stay in their system, and C, didn't know which drugs they could take if they wanted to take drugs, because we had no idea of how the testing situation was going to go. We knew it was a urine test, not a blood test. That's all we knew. Of course, as soon as I got the invitation, which was a personal phone call from Arnold Schwarzenegger himself, I said yes, and this was in October of 1989. And at that time, I ultimately was in the process of cleaning up my act. I came into the Ironman contest, the first ever in 1990, won it hands down, but we saw Mike Ashley get second place at that contest. Vince Comerford, the blonde myth from Arizona, was third, and the South African, Gary Strijdom, our 1986 overall NPC national champion, was fourth place, which set the tone for the Arnold Classic coming up the following week. I believe it was 2 weeks afterwards. And when we arrived, we did the athlete check-in and all of that good stuff. And then we had to take the urine test backstage prior to going onto the stage. We went out there and did our pre-judging, came back, and we did our finals. And ultimately, I won with a perfect score. I believe I was close to 200 pounds, barely. If I was 200 pounds, it was by a whisker. But at that stage, Mike Christian was a little bit thin. Mike Ashley looked like Mike Ashley had his entire career. So there was no knock on Mike Ashley, but any bodybuilder with their weight in bodybuilding as a pro at that time had to be using drugs. Jean-Pierre Darmé, I think his name, I know Michael, correct me on how you say that name, was a lifelong drug-free bodybuilder, along with Mike Ashley. So the playing field was right for someone like Mike Ashley to come into this contest and win. But lo and behold, I won the damn contest and went on tour into Canada, at which time I got a phone call from Wayne D'Amelia, along with six or seven of us out there that were competing, that we had tested positive. So there was a lot of scrambling in terms of changing the results, but it was tooth and nail with me and Mike all the way down to the wire. And even though I tested positive, again, I was quote-unquote as drug-free as I possibly could be, but Mike was a study of consistency. He looked like he had always looked. I looked a little bit down in size, especially in the back lat spread, but Mike was Mike, a study of consistency. And for that, I've always took my hat off to this guy because he walked. And let's bring him on, talk about that episode back in 1990 at the second annual Arnold Classic, where he was crowned, ultimately, the second ever Arnold Classic champion, Big Mike Ashley. Mike, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, thank you, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good, man. You know, I was going down memory lane because, you know, we had done this documentary a year ago talking about the Arnold Classic and its 25 years, and you and I never really had, like, a conversation about it. It was a point in time in our lives that happened 25 years ago, and you went on with your life and career, and I believe you left Arizona for Florida and your personal training and your anti-aging thing, and I continued on the journey to try to become Mr. Olympia. I know you had a couple other contests, but your knees kind of gave you some problems from all those years of powerlifting.
Right.
The story in the context of the 25-year DVD we did for Arnold never really took shape. We didn't really get into the meat and potatoes so that we could paint the picture of now 26 years coming up this March, which means it was 25 years ago this March that you and I went tooth and nail and down to the wire. And again, I've always said this all around the world, Mike. I don't know, but I've given seminars everywhere that, you know, that was a contest that I lost based on the rules of the game, and I have to accept that. And you have to accept the final results because you played by the rules, and that's what the rules are for. I took that one on the chin, and I went on to a very good professional career.
Right.
You, by way of injury, weren't able to really make that victory pay off in dividends on the next level of competition because of the injury. So let's go back to 1990. I mean, this was when you won in 1986. I believe you won the Detroit Pro Championships, didn't you?
Yeah, 87, the Detroit Pro Championships in 87, yeah.
And then did you wind up in the Mr. Olympia before 1990?
Yeah, actually, in 86 I had won the World Championship, and I went in the Mr. Olympia, the first time I went in, actually at 14. So my first experience with the Olympia, you know, was a tough one. Then I took a couple of years, and I was just trying to continue to put on more and more size because, you know, when I won the world, I was a lot lighter. And, I came back to the Arnold Classic. I did the Ironman, of course, you and I, we battled in the Ironman and then the Arnold. And, you know, I was quite a few pounds heavier, and it actually, you know, made me a lot more competitive back then. But the transition was, you know, I did compete in the Olympia in 87 in Sweden, and, you know, that It was my first experience at the Olympia.
Right, and the irony is you getting 14th in your first Olympia. I was 13th in my first Olympia as well. The following year, 1988 in Los Angeles, you earned your pro card by winning your class at the Nationals. And did you not go on to win the universe the same year?
No, actually, I was second at the Nationals. I was second to Tom Terwilliger. He had won the Nationals that year. And then that was the first year that they really, you know, made an issue about actually testing the world championships. So when I, Jim Mannion from the NPC says, well, Michael, you know, I told him that I can go ahead and compete and I'm clean the whole nine yards. He says, well, if you get caught at that event, you know, you're going to be banned and fined the whole nine yards. I said, yeah, no problem. I'm going to go ahead. And of course, I was successful there. And then that really blossomed my whole career as far as bodybuilding was concerned. Yeah.
Right. So you wound up on that stage in 1990 at the Ironman, knowing already you signed the contract to compete in the first ever drug test at Arnold Classic, which would take place 2 weeks later.
Right.
Second place to me right here in Redondo Beach, and Vince Comerford was third. Of course, Gary Stridham, the great white hope at the time, because remember, this was when, you know, Gary Stridham in 1988, prior to that show, was supposed to go and do battle with Lee Haney. They took that famous Gold's Gym, that famous Gold's Gym picture of the 1986 overall champ, NPC overall champion, Gary Stridham, and they were trying to pit him up against the 82 NPC overall champion and reigning Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney, because they were both pretty much the same height. Gary seemed to have better shoulders, maybe even a little bit better thighs, and definitely better calves. He was the first guy to stand next to Lee Haney, and he jumped into that contest, and me, you, and Vince took turns spanking him around that stage at the Ironman. Gary was not the same bodybuilder that he was when he came out into the pros. He was a big guy, but he didn't have the refinement nor the detail.
Exactly, yeah.
And, of course, he didn't show up there in Ohio because Ohio was drug tested. Now, let's go back. You were 100% confident that you could pass the drug test. You'd always been adamant about being a drug-free bodybuilder. You had a powerlifting background, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And when I was in the military, I did a lot of powerlifting, yeah.
And what's the other guy's name? He was a San Diego,
Paul Jean Guillaume, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Was he West Indian or West African or French? Or?
He was Asian.
Asian? Black Asian?
Asian, yeah.
Yeah, from
not Asian. Asian, yeah.
Yeah, so he's the blackest Asian I've ever seen. Yeah, he's Haitian. So you and I didn't know each other. We barely kind of even acknowledged each other in the heat of the battle in Redondo because you were breathing down my neck, and I know I was looking over my shoulder at you going into Columbus, but this was a $60,000 payday on the heels of Rich Gaspari winning $55,000 the previous year.
Correct,
Of course, now, the contest is over. After prejudging, we pretty much know that it's going to come down in the finals. We get the results. They come down favorably on my side. And when that contest was over, did you resign yourself that, hey, you know, I'm second place, I'm going home, it's a great contest, it's Sean Ray, and I lost, and that was it? Or did you think at that point in time, hey, it's not over till we get the drug test back? Did you think that?
I gotta be straight up with you, Sean. I mean, in the Ironman, you had beat me in the Ironman, and at the Arnold, let's say we put testing aside, you beat me that day, and I was thrilled getting second place, and I was really not, you know, I said, I was not as caught up in the results of the test as I was just so excited that I, you know, to actually compete in the Arnold Classic and actually be second place. And, you know, so I actually went home, was pretty excited with the $25,000 in the second place. And, of course, you know, later on that week, I got the feedback in regards to the results. And, of course, that totally changed the whole, you know, excitement of the experience I had had.
So it was just as much a surprise to you as it was a shock to me, because when I left the Ohio experience, I thought it was an open and shut case because in my economy, I was as drug-free as I could be, and I was fearless about any kind of controversy or any failed drug test. So I was just as surprised when I got the phone call as you were when you got the phone call, because that's like Christmas came earlier, an additional $35,000 and officially recognized as the Arnold Classic winner. For you, though, you got a, I got that phone call, and for me, my next phone call was to Joe Weider. I was sponsored by Joe at the time, and then I knew I had to call my mom. And then I knew I would have to face a barrage of questions. I felt like Ben Johnson when he ran the 986 championship, and suddenly it was, you know, it was gone, and he was, everyone was going to do a lot of finger pointing. Whereas you must have felt like Christmas came early, because here you are. It validated the fact that you had been professed a drug-free bodybuilder up until that time. You passed the test. You're getting rewarded. Who did you call after someone called you to tell you, Mike, we got the results back, you're officially declared the winner, we're sending you the check, we're sending you the trophy? Who was your first call? What was your first conversation like, and who was that to?
Okay, the funny thing about it is I had a certain feeling. You know, from a standpoint, I said, look, I've competed in this sport all my life, and I've never used anything. The truth of the matter is I felt like, you know, I competed against guys, whether they did it for a period or not, I was completely clean. It should have been that way. It wasn't that way. So when it turned out that I got that call, of course, the closest person I called was, of course, my training partner, because you know what it is to have a training partner. You guys go, you know, back and back right up to contest date. So, of course, I called him, and then I called my parents. So, you know, it was him first, because he was in the trench with me all the way to the stage, and, you know, he even went to the event. And then, of course, I called my parents and told them about it. So, you know, all in all, it was an extremely, you know, it was a shocking but very fulfilling experience to have been acknowledged at some point.
You know what? From that time, the term agony of defeat, it really started to resonate with me, because there was this feeling of entitlement, because I'd won the Arnold or the Ironman prior, right? In the history of bodybuilding, there were no drug tests, so it was like the playing field was even, because I just assumed, you know, if you're a natural bodybuilder competing against guys that are on drugs, you have a built-in excuse to be getting beat. But outside of that, the playing field's kind of level. And now, for me, I had already tasted victory. I'd eaten from the King's table with Arnold and Maria. I'd been traveling over in Canada, making cash appearances, speaking of the experience, and then suddenly I've got to come home and mail the trophy. As a matter of fact, I couldn't mail the trophy directly to you in Arizona, where you were living at the time. They made me, or told me, directed me to take the Arnold Classic trophy to Gold's Gym Venice. We'll have it personally delivered to Mike Ashley. The flip side of the coin was, you left Columbus, Ohio, knowing you were going to have a minimum of $25,000 in second
place. That's right.
And I left Columbus, Ohio, looking for a house. I'd already been house hunting going to Columbus. I had already had a portion of the prize money factored into my down payment. So now I'm in Canada, and I'm going to get nothing. So I'm going home with nothing, embarrassment, humiliation. It was one of those things where, how do I explain this? I'm drug free, kind of sorta, because I hadn't done anything in such a long time. So there's really no justification. I did drugs. I got caught. I was busted. But I had nothing to show for that. So I didn't know where my career was going to go at 23, 24 years old at that time. And all I could do was think about you. Like, on one hand, it was like, what is he going to do with that money? Like, he's just laying there with $25,000. Now he's going to get an extra $35,000. Can you guys give me something? Can I get a participation, you know, fee? Like, can I give him a portion? Like, what? I get nothing, not even a trophy? So I took a picture with you.
One of the things I thought, though, I mean, in the world of bodybuilding, there was a lot of people that saw that. You presented yourself very well. And regardless of the outcome of that event, we all know that there's drugs in the sport. And I don't think it really destroyed. At that moment, it was probably the most disappointing experience. I don't know what other experiences you have had to match that, but I think, as you went on, you know, I'm sure you still did a lot of appearances, and, you know, you did something phenomenal by coming back the following year and winning it. So, you know, at that moment, this probably was the worst thing. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of individuals across the globe saying, hey, you know, in terms of that competition, in fairness, Mike Ashley deserved to have won that particular event. But
yeah, I was one of the guys that said that, Mike. So that's where I was getting to, is that when I realized that nothing was coming my way except the memory of having dinner with Arnold and that moment of victory that I stole from you on that stage in front of your fans, I felt like that I owned in my memory bank. But what I wanted was this trophy that I took a bunch of pictures with before I took it to Gold's Gym, because I knew when I dropped it at Gold's Gym forever, I would never see, touch, or feel that trophy again. And, you know, when you're training for a show, you're not really thinking about the payoff. You're thinking about the history of the trophy and the accomplishment. So that was a very long drive for me to go to Venice Beach and take that 45-minute drive and drop that trophy off. The redeeming salvation of that experience for me was you as the person I had to give it up to, because I had not heard one bad thing from anyone across the board, nor have I ever experienced any bad animosity towards that moment of time that was taken from you, because the Federation, you know, they bumbled how they should have done it. Those drug results, they fixed it by the 1990 Olympia, which was my redeeming moment. I passed the test and got third. But they got the drug test back prior to the event, so to spare the other athletes of that embarrassment. But if it wasn't you that I had lost to, I probably would have had a harder time dealing with that. I certainly did rebound, came back, and went on to a very good career. But it was a humbling experience knowing that it was you as a person, forget the bodybuilder, but you as the person that I had to actually give that title up to. It couldn't have went to a more deserving person. Now, with that being said, it brings me to this end. I don't know how you were able to economize having to justify that you played by the rules and you passed the test, and there were people out there, thank God there was no internet, but there were people out there saying it was bullshit, you know, and there were people out there saying, how can they do that? Everybody's taking drugs. They were taking away what you actually validated with your victory by being drug-free. I mean, what else could you do?
Well, I did something, and nobody jumped on it. I was being interviewed one time in Muscle and Fitness, and I said, if anyone can actually prove that I was not clean or test me in the future and show that I'm using any kind of anabolic steroids, I give them $10,000. And no one ever stepped up to the plate for that. So that's one way I said, well, you know, they can put their money where their mouth is. And nobody ever did. I don't even know whatever happened to that. But, you know, on a positive note, I look at it one way. That experience has linked you and I together for all the years that we're going to have something to do with bodybuilding. And I look at it enough, it was a negative experience for you at that time. But it also developed a relationship with you and I. I've known about you prior to, I said, you know, I saw you in the teenage years. I said, that's an excellent physique he's got there. It's a phenomenal athlete. And then through this experience, I've gotten to know you. And, you know, it's been, I mean, yes, that day was necessarily the most positive thing. But look, we have had very positive conversations since. And I think your career has blossomed to such a point that today we're even having a conversation as you continue to promote the sport that we both love. So, you know, I try to take a positive spin on the whole thing. And, yeah, at that time it was disappointing that day for me. And I know it was disappointing that week for you and later on. But, you know, a lot of positives have come out of it. And I hope for you as it did for me.
Yeah, I mean, it did. The one thing that, for me, I was able to get out of it once I spoke to Joe Weider, and this speaks to his character. He said, well, you're still qualified for the Mr. Olympia, right? I mean, you won the Ironman. I said, yeah. He said, you got paid for competing in that show, right? I said, yeah. He said, well, you need to invest that money into redeeming yourself and passing the test in September, because time is of the utmost importance. And I went down there and listening to him was like listening to a philosopher, like, so what? So you lost, so you lost. You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll make twice that kind of money. I'm thinking to myself, in 1990, we were in a recession. I mean, $60,000 might as well have been like $200,000 at that time, right? So,
right.
But the way Joe phrased phrased it in terms of my age and having these learning experiences that you were talking about, I buried myself in the gym. I went from 13th in 1988 in the Mr. Olympia to third place in 1990, and I passed the drug test. So that validation took place in 7 months' time that I could rebound from something as devastating. With that in mind, I was looking forward to seeing you in 1990 at that Olympia and tell the people what happened along the way. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually had an injury prior to the Arnold Classic. But it was just a couple weeks before, and you and I both know that if we have an injury that close to an event, the training doesn't really have the significance that the diet does, so you can still compete. So when I competed in the Arnold, I was injured, and I had to have knee surgery. And so I did a couple of shows after that, and then I went in and I had surgery, and my goal was to be back at the Mr. Olympia. Well, I think I pushed it a little bit too hard, and I had to go back in the hospital again, and that just totally snowballed. I mean, to date, 70 surgeries. So, you know, it was just one of those unfortunate experiences. But, you know, it left me some good memories. But I would have loved, you know, to be in that Olympia that year, you know, for whatever it was worth, just to actually experience competing on that stage in that type of condition, you know, that I was able to accomplish with the Arnold. But, you know, we all chalk it up to experiences. So,
well, here we are. We're some 25 years removed from the 1990 Arnold Classic Championship that forever immortalized you with only about 13 other bodybuilders to ever win that. We know Flex Wheeler's got four titles to his credit. Dexter Jackson tied that record of four this past year. Branch Warren's got two. Kai Greene's got two. Kevin Vroni has two. We know that Nasser El-Sombati won it once. Vince Taylor won it the year after myself. And, of course, Jay Cutler's got three to his credit, along with Kai Greene. So these, you're still in a very elite company, 13 and maybe 25 years, and maybe for the first time a new Arnold Classic winner if Branch Warren is not able to win it for the third time.
Right.
He's in a very good position. I know that you've gone on to do a lot of other things in the industry, not only, you know, promoting bodybuilding, but personal training and helping people do their health and wellness. But leaving the sport due to injury and not on your own terms, do you have fond memories of it, or is it bittersweet that you couldn't finish what you started?
At that time, it was a little disappointing for me, but over the years, I have, looked at it as a sport that I really enjoyed and loved. Now I help other competitors prepare for competitions. I also, as you know, from time to time, I attend the events, and I've watched the sport evolve tremendously. And the thing that really touches me is the growth in the sport today, because we know the prize money has increased significantly, and we know some of the endorsement contracts that the athletes are getting today are significantly greater than back in the days when we competed. So, as a person that loved the sport, I am very excited to see the sport grow. You know, being at the Arnold, last year and seeing the participation in terms of the different events, you know, it's larger than the Olympic Games. And, yes, for being a person that can say I was one of the guys that was a part of that, you know, I'm actually extremely proud and, you know, wish the competitors that are going to be competing in the upcoming event, you know, unlimited success. So, you know, I even though I'm not competing in the sport periodically, I attend the events and I still love it. It's going to be in my blood until the day I die.
Mike, real quick, what are you doing today to fill your day? Where are you at? What do you got going on?
You know, I have a personal training studio in Deerfield Beach, Florida, and, our primary focus is just helping people to get well and get in shape. So it's a wide array of clientele. I mean, right now I train a kid that's a go-kart racing competitor and right up to the elderly in their 90s. So it's more or less just overall health and fitness type of environment, but it's a little bit more exclusive, not a generalized gym. No one has a membership. Everyone just pays strictly for personal training. When they come in, they work with a trainer one-on-one. And, I love it. And other
Mike,
than that,
where is the 1990 Arnold Classic trophy
today.
Now, that trophy is sitting in my living room. It's not even that and the World Championship trophy. Those, both of those trophies. I have other trophies in the gym, but those two I keep at home.
Well deserved, man. Hey, you're a class act, dude. Where can people get a hold of you? You got a website or a Facebook page?
Yes, yes, I do have a website. It's saysafefitness.com.
Safefitness.com. Okay.
Yes, yes. And, I can be found on Facebook and also LinkedIn.
All right, man. Good to see you. You got to head out to Columbus, Ohio in a couple of short weeks, or what do you got going on?
You know, it's usually a last-minute decision. It doesn't look that way this year because usually, the first 3 months, I am usually swamped. And, I didn't...
Huh? You were there for the 25-year. That was the most important thing. Maybe they'll have another one. Maybe we'll have a 30-year reunion.
Yes, yes, yes. And I hope we're all standing and able to shake each other's hand and say positive words to one another.
Right on, Mike. Thanks. Always a class act. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, and continued success, Sean. Thanks again for having me.
All right. That is gentleman Mike Ashley calling in by way of Florida. Take our first commercial break. Come back with the countdown to the 26th Annual Arnold Sports Festival right after this here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys. All right, we are in full Arnold Sports Festival mode here. It's coming up in a couple of short weeks, and the countdown is officially on. Make sure you visit MuscularDevelopment.com in the No Bull section. You're going to find a one-on-one Q&A with Evan Santaponte. It says Evan talks one-on-one with an aspiring bodybuilder. Check that out. Also, Evan answers your questions, part two. You also want to make sure you check out Dan Solomon on Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide Radio, as Evan Santaponte is on following today's episode of MD Radio. Evan is one of those guys that has slowly been growing into his frame. He came out creeping up with an NPC overall national championship win, goes on to win the New York Pro, takes everybody out at the Tampa Pro Championships, competes in the Olympia, and now has set the stage to return back to Columbus, Ohio once again as one of the pre-contest favorites. Definitely a guy who I think could climb right into that top five spot. Not sure if he's ready for the top three, but if everything aligns itself properly, he could. But definitely a top five bodybuilder. It's going to be interesting to find out who is not in the top five. That sixth place in the Arnold Classic coming up is very important to a lot of bodybuilders. Some can only dream of being in the top six. I know one guy has his eye on that, and that would be a guy we've been hoping to materialize at the Arnold, and that would be Cedric McMillan. Cedric, I believe, coming into this Arnold Classic, is a guy who has to be in the top six to be considered a legitimate threat on the pro scene. I mean, granted, he won the German Championships a year ago out in Cologne, Germany. But again, he bombed in New York, and he got disqualified in Brazil and the Mr. Olympia. He pulled a Sean Ray and a Mike Ashley and wound up, out of the top 10, when clearly, genetically speaking, he should be a top five guy in this Arnold Classic. Championship is ripe for him to make a huge statement and make it into that top six. That would be a step forward for Cedric. But Evan is definitely one of those guys that'll be up in there as well. Make sure you check out all the news and information leading up to the Arnold Sports Festival on the No Bull Muscular Development site. Also, we'll have Jose Raymond training delts with Dana Lynn Bailey, your reigning and defending Women's Miss Physique Olympia Championship. As well, you'll find all the upcoming information following the Arnold Classic down in the land down under, where contest promoter Tony Doherty is hard at work putting together the FitX Expo that'll be taking place down there. Brant Warren has committed to going back where he won 2 years ago, that very title. He'll be competing down there. I believe Sean Roden is headed down under. I believe James Flex Lewis, two-time Olympia Showdown 212-pound champion, is the guest poser down there. So that's kind of huge. All the ticket information can be found on the No Bulls site. Just look under Australia Pro Rules, Pro News and Information. Promoter Tony Doherty has got it all down there. Or visit to purchase tickets, www.dohertysgym.com/pro-shop. That's a mouthful, but it's right there in the No Bulls section. They're going to have the premiere down under for the first time ever, the movie Generation Iron. I got a chance to check that out here in Hollywood at the premiere. Very well made depiction of professional bodybuilding as it leads up to the Mr. Olympia, featuring Phil Heath, of course, Branch Warren, Gita Tata Yamagishi, and some other guys in there. Dennis Wolf, who actually went out on an acting audition. So check out the premiere if you make it down to the land down under for that, following the Arnold Classic championships. So lots of stuff going down in Australia. But before we get to Australia, we got to be mindful
that this Arnold Classic, the 26th year, is wide open. Everyone's expecting Dennis Wolf to go in this contest and claim what is his in terms of the title. We do know that Branch Warren sits home comfortably in Texas with five most muscular award vases that have been given out to him in the times that he's competed. I mean, he won those most muscular vases when he wasn't winning the contest, which speaks volumes to this two-time former champion trying to find his way back into the winner's circle. He's going to have to go through the veteran, Tony Freeman, who's at 47 years young, trying to hang in there with the big boys. I think this might be one of those years where Tony is going to have to sink or swim. I don't know how much longer he can do it. I know Vince Taylor went into his 50s. Albert Beckles went into his, I believe, 60s. But Tony Freeman creeping up on that half-century mark. Brandon Curry will be there. He won the Brazilian Arnold Classic last April. Victor Martinez, who won this contest in 2007, is trying to find the muscle mass that he lost with his hiatus. He was incarcerated for about 7 months and then came off of a broken arm. But he made a huge jump following the Olympia, only 2 weeks after the Olympia, and climbed up into that top six over there at the Arnold Madrid, which he won in the first time they ever held it. Victor trying to get his way back into the top five of the Arnold Classic. Ed second to none at 42, 43 years old, I believe. Will be there. Big Ben Pekulski, who got a first runner-up a couple of short years ago before the hernia surgery. And again, Sean Roden, who is Flex Wheeler Light. He is now with VPX as a sponsored athlete, looking for big things for Sean to find his way up there into the winner's circle. He has beaten Dennis Wolf before, has beaten Branch Warren, he's beaten all these guys. So there's no reason why Sean, if he shows up right, can't win this contest. But I know that Branch will have something to say about it. I'll also... one of the most improved bodybuilders, Rolly Winkler. And if he comes back into this contest like he left off at the Mr. Olympia contest, he will definitely raise some eyebrows, not to mention there's $130,000 at stake here, a $10,000 best poser award at stake here, a $30,000 watch that Arnold Schwarzenegger gives out each year at this contest. There's a lot at stake in this 26th annual Arnold Classic championship. So we've just learned as well that the Lifetime Achievement Award will be presented to Ironman's very own CEO, John Balick, from Ironman Magazine, also co-promoter of the LA Fit Expo. John Balick put on the first ever Ironman Championships right here in Redondo Beach in California in 1990 that I was competing with Mike Ashley in for the first time ever at 23 years old and at 18 at my first teen national championship attempt in Detroit, Michigan. I came back and Chris Dickerson had introduced me to John Balick and set up a professional photo shoot with John when I was 18. He was the first guy with a camera that had a studio that I stood in front of under the lights. And just talking about it takes me back to that point in time where I looked over and, you know, 82 Mr. Olympians over there trying to coordinate the poses so I hit them properly. And I got John Balick, who has shot everybody in this industry professionally, and I thought, wow, you know, what an extreme honor, and to go in, 6 years later and win the first pro contest that John Balick promoted, and now to, you know, look forward to and be present with an honor given to him by Arnold and Jim Lorimer and Bob Lorimer, a lifetime achievement. John Balick, there's no one more deserving at this point in time than John Balick for this award. So kudos and congratulations to John Balick. It's not an award that is to be won. This is an award to be recognized. You know, John didn't beat people out for this Lifetime Achievement Award. This is Arnold, Jim, and Bob, and all of the committee at the Arnold Classic recognizing John Balick, the man, for his body of work and contribution to the sport of bodybuilding. A lot of people tune in to Muscular Development and Muscle Fitness and Flex Magazine, but Ironman Magazine will take you back to way back in the times of strongmen. And John ran that magazine over there as well, if not better than some other publishers out there. But he was also a very accomplished bodybuilder. John Balick had a great physique and then got behind the camera and highlighted these physiques and then became a publisher and was able to showcase these physiques. So, and then, you know, promoting the longest running show here in California, which is the LA Fit Expo, and putting on that Ironman contest, for all those years, almost 15 years. Congratulations, Sean Bailick. We'll see you in Columbus, Ohio. No one's more deserving at this point in time for the amount of work that he's put in, but not to be outdone, we'll also be walking right into a huge fitness international championship with some of the world's most established fitness ladies. On the figure side, we've got an entire lineup on the figure international, beginning with Katie Ellander, Dana Ambrose, Alicia Coates, Ava Cowan, the return. What a success comeback story for her. We'll get to that. Heather Dees, Amanda Doherty, Tony Doherty's wife from Australia will be competing. She's got like four kids at home. Allison Fraun, Candace Keene, the defending champion. Look for her to go for another title in this contest because, man, she shut the door on the girls last year. Candace Lewis will be there. She's got an excellent X-frame. Larissa Reese, Brazilian by way of Las Vegas now. Kamala Rodriguez, Jennifer Strobo, and Tony. We had her husband on last week. She's done nothing short of move mountains to create an award-winning physique. Natalie Waples, and, of course, notably missing will be Nicole Wilkinsley and Aaron Stern. Between those two, they've got several titles to their credit. Also, we've got a full lineup of Bikini International competitors from Joy Alexander, Stacey Alexander, Jennifer Andrews, Julia Daniel, Margaret Nahr, Ashley Kaltwasser, your reigning defending Bikini Olympia champion who won the amateurs only about a year ago over there. Courtney King, Amanda Latona by way of Las Vegas, Janet Lung, Layung, how you say it, and Nathalia Mello, the former Miss Bikini Olympia champion, Justine Rowe, good lord, Jessica Monet, India Paulino, man, she's won a few contests to her credit, Deshira Robles, Anna Starbovetsk, I think she's Russian, but we're going to get a good look at her. Huge lineup for the Bikini Girls, and again, added. We've got the Pole Fitness Championships along with the Rockstar Bikini Contest. So a whole lot of stuff going down in Columbus, Ohio, coming up February 28th through March the 2nd. You're not going to want to miss that. It's going to officially kick off the bodybuilding season as we know it. Then we'll head down under and get things going and kick it into high gear. Not to mention the NPC is going to be back on the calendar. I'm going to come back after this commercial break with a few results. Did have some competition take place last weekend. Out in Las Vegas. So, and we've got some things coming up on the calendar as well. So we're going to take a commercial break here at MD Radio, come back and wrap things up for you as we count it down the 26th annual Arnold Sports Festival weekend in Columbus, Ohio, where you want to follow along right here at MD Radio and also at www.muscledevelopment.com. Take our commercial break.
This is Marcus Haley, the Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
One of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
This is IFB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! Hey, hey, hey! I still here! Let's go again! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. It's a
movie. All right, we were talking about the Arnold Sports Festival. And real quick, another shout-out to Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide, where they celebrated 10 years. Their 10-year anniversary. Dan Solomon has had everyone from Joe Weider and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Reg Park. The who's who of the bodybuilding world have shown up at Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide, which follows right after MD Radio. He's doing big things over there. Big congratulations to Dan Solomon, who also is covering the scene for Muscular Development. Make sure you check him out. He's got a column inside the magazine every month. And right now we've got the Arnold Classic Preview, where you'll find myself and Kevin Lavrone, along with Flex Wheeler, who collectively we've got, seven Arnold Classic titles. Flex obviously has four between us, and pretty much owned the 90s on that Arnold Classic stage. We've got three very different perspectives of what we think the athletes competing today, or I should say this year, how well they're going to fare, and where we think they're going to place. It's a very interesting read, because we all three in retirement view the competitors today slightly different. Flex has a very strong kinship with several of the bodybuilders, Tony Freeman, and, of course, Victor Martinez. So I think there's a little bit of bias. Kevin is a little bit more distant. He looks at it from a different perspective. And myself, I cover the scene, so I know a little bit more intimately about these guys throughout the year, what gets them to that stage. So I know some of the backstories. Most fans only see the finished product on stage. And when a bodybuilder that they like shows up out of shape, they don't have an opportunity to go to the mic and explain. Like Mike Ashley was saying, that he trained for a contest with an injured knee. And normally you can't train 100%, but you don't have a chance to explain that you're not at your best because you injured yourself prior to the contest, you had some financial difficulties, or you were sick, or, you know, family emergencies. All of that stuff plays into your contest preparation, both physically, and then you have the mental side of the responsibilities of family, business, and managing your time, not to mention your travel. You know, these guys are pros. They make appearances, and they've got commitments to companies and things like that, and yet they still got to get on stage. And when they do, sometimes they don't always look the way they did at their last show, or how they appeared in the magazine with a black and white, well-lit photo. And on stage, they miss their peak, and they don't have a chance to explain it. So with the playing field being level, they all have the same obstacles that they've got to overcome as they prepare for competition. So very few athletes get a pass when they show up out of shape. I'm very critical, because that's the one moment in time that you got to make sure all the stars align. You've got one shot at winning that Arnold Classic, and you've got to wait a full year. A guy that a lot of people are pulling for as an underdog is Victor Martinez. And it's a long shot, because Victor is 40-plus. He's battled a lot of different things over the years, and he's shown flashes of brilliance and even
even got himself an Arnold Classic championship. Branch Warren battled a few injuries, switched trainers, had a baby, business obligations. He's now with a new supplement company. I mean, there's things and dynamics that either make you hungrier or distract you. And Branch is no spring chicken. I believe he's 38, 39 years old, but he's ripe. One guy that I think has nothing to lose is Dennis Wolf. I mean, he's 6 feet tall, and he's been growing into his frame every contest, every year. He's like 34 years old. He's the right age, and it is the right time for him to go and grab his title. But that's no guarantee. Again, you've got a guy like Sean Roden who's re-energized with a new sponsor, and is not traveling too far from Maryland to come and try to make a statement. Sean wins the Arnold Classic. He puts himself in very good company, not to mention he's conversation for top three at the Mr. Olympia come September. So it'd be interesting to see how this whole thing pans out. But there's a lot of questions that will get answered, no doubt, come Columbus, Ohio, not to mention the 212 division, where James Flex Lewis, putting both of his titles the Arnold, from the Mr. Olympia weekend to the Arnold Classic weekend. There's $55,000 prize money to be dispersed amongst these guys, and James Flex Lewis to date has beaten them all and is showing no signs of slowing down. But we can never count out a guy like David Henry from Arizona, this military soldier who has a world-class back that can stand up there with Ronnie Coleman, and hopefully he'll bring the legs to try to stand and hang with the James Flex Lewis. James's thighs, hamstrings, and calves are world-class. A little shallow in the chest, a little narrow in the shoulders. I give the lower body to Flex Lewis, the upper body to David Henry, and if they both show up, it may come down to who's in shape. That's going to be a nice rematch to see since we saw them battle tooth and nail right there in Las Vegas. Very interesting to check it out. So anyone that has any interest in that, we can make sure you check us out here at MuscularDevelopment.com. And again, next week as we head into it, we're going to have probably another one or two athletes talk about the countdown. But for right now, it is Valentine's Day weekend on President's Day. This Friday, make sure, guys, you go out and get those chocolates, get the flowers, do all that other stuff. If you don't have a Valentine, go find a Valentine. Get your butt on Matchmaker.com or something. eHarmony. Find somebody. Find somebody to send some flowers to. Otherwise, send them to your mama or your sister. Do something this Valentine's Day to let these ladies know we appreciate them. And without further ado, I want to thank our special guest, Mike Ashley, our second ever Arnold Classic champion. And thank you, the listeners, for tuning in each week, bringing almost 500,000 listeners in 2013. Let's see if we can hit that mark in 2014. We'll be back 7 days from now on President's Day on George Washington's birthday. That's right. But for now, I'm Sean Ray here at MuscularDevelopment.com. And Muscular Development Radio. Peace. I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.